For details and to get involved, go to refusefascism.org.
Welcome to The Collision.
The Collision, where sports and politics smash. Thursdays at 10 a.m. and on iTunes and Google Play. WPFW, Washington, D.C.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles, tell them to? You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't want to move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America, fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people, yeah.
Tell them how you feel. Gotta talk to y'all.
Gotta talk to the people.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas.
Yes, sir. The 4th of July coming up fast. Okay. And so be sure to tune in. You know, there's a whole lot of music that Sly Stone put out that many of you might not have ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it'll be a treat, you know, get yourself some sandwich and pack a lunch and enjoy some PFW that day and expose yourself to the stylings of Sly Stone, Family Stone.
The history.
Okay, yes, indeed. All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a Community Watching Comment Friday edition. I'm Ryan Pinchback, along with Chip Jones.
Hello.
And most importantly, you, the listeners out there. This morning, we're going to explore this. You know, the word for the day is obliterate. Okay? The word for the day is obliterate. Now, the president is using that word to describe destruction in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
But what is he obliterating here at home?
Well, the Supreme Court is obliterating some stuff right now as we
speak. So, you know, just to go through a list of things that you might want to consider. And it's a long list. Okay. The federal workforce. Justice Department. The courts. CDC, Medicare, Social Security, the economy, the relationship with Canada and Mexico, human rights, education, DEI, immigration, LGBTQ rights, the EPA, citizens' rights, farming, construction labor, and more. Now, these are all things that the administration has targeted for destruction And you may have something you want to add to that list or comment on some of the things that are on that list. And that's amazing how long that list is, and considering how short a time he's been in office.
I know, less than 6 months, right?
Yeah. So the number to call is 202-588-0893. Once again, the word for the day is obliterate. Trump is using that word to describe destruction in Iran, but what is he obliterating here at home? I'd like to get your thoughts about that. 202-588-0893. All right. Chip, what are your thoughts? Any sore thumbs sticking out there for you?
Well, I mean, it's as a package. I mean, what we're seeing is he's obliterating the power of the other two branches of government. He's consolidating power into the presidency. He is trying to make a king. I mean, everything seems to be part and parcel with that, expanding the power of the president to a king.
And the federal workforce, I mean, you know, came after, you know, federal workers with a vengeance. The courts, Medicare, they're getting ready to, they want to pass that bill. Mm-hmm. That big old beautiful bill that will cut Medicare, you know, for millions of citizens, young and old. And like I say, I use the word obliterate because that's the word. You know, we don't know whether he obliterated the Iran nuclear program, but what we do know is what he's trying to do here at home and what he has accomplished so far here at home.
Right.
All right. The farmers, you know, are suffering because they can't get laborers. Retail businesses are suffering because they can't get workers. LGBTQ rights, you know, are just being trampled into the dust.
And their history. I mean,
history. You know, DEI.
Right.
You know, the thought that we would turn our backs on that this country would that he would encourage this country to turn its backs on diversity, equity, and inclusion. I mean, that's what the state's supposed to be standing for.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Construction labor. Can't find workers. Okay. People are running scared. You know, relationship with Greenland, you know, relationship with some of our most, you know, closest neighbors.
Right.
The education department, the courts. What would you add to that list to our listeners out there? 202-588-0893. Obliterate. What is President Trump obliterating here at home? All right. Give us a call. Share your thoughts here on Community Watch and comment. Social Security. It's amazing, but once again, that's another one of their targets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're not talking about minor changes. They're talking about major stuff.
Right.
You don't know whether you're going to get your Social Security check next week, whatever. You know, the whole Doge thing. You know, you want to obliterate privacy,
right?
You know, turn your records over to, not a government agency, but some right. to a bunch of non-professionals,
right? To anyone, AI. I mean, it's what he's really obliterating is. He's obliterating the deal that governments have made with the people. You know that whether it's Social Security or protecting your privacy, he's obliterating those the agreements that we as citizens believed we had with our government.
Yeah, how about that? Including the birthright. We always thought that was a cornerstone of the Constitution of our democracy.
Right.
If you're born here, you know, you're a citizen. But that's in the crosshairs also. So, and we really don't know what kind of if obliteration of the Iran nuclear program, we don't know if that's true or not. So he's also obliterated his own credibility.
Well, he's the obliterated truth. I mean, he's always been about obliterating truth. I mean,
Obliterating truth. Yeah, that's at the top of the list. Obliterating truth. Tell a lie. Lie to the people. All right, 202-588-0893. Let's get your thoughts about obliteration here at home. Good morning, caller. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Peace. How are you?
Hey,
Good
how are
morning.
you?
Hey.
Good. This is Ken. I'm just calling in. I appreciate your time. The one thing I learned in English, and I didn't learn a lot during classes, but I did go to Howard, so I learned a lot more than I intended to, was that a run-on sentence puts two independent thoughts together. And more often than not, as members of the Black community, we start to find other issues with other communities to combine with our own. And I think for me personally, as I get ready to take these young Black men and young Black women down to MEAC schools and SWAC schools. I'm a cop, but I do this at the end of the school year. It's a very difficult thing to convince our own people of what our actual value is. I think we know exactly who the enemy is. I love Marvel films and superhero films, and the one thing you want to know is who they fight against in wrestling. So we know who the perfect villain is, and but America is a long run-on sentence, which is continually done what they've done to us. And so I always call on us to be the solidifiers of justice as Black people. I mean, I'm like, we're it's a critical time, anytime, but it's the perfect time, to show sensible rebellion. I think a lot of times we underestimate ourselves. We don't hold the actual people to the fire. Like, we go to the enemy to try to get the enemy to help us. Like, DEI has been done since the inception of this nation, since the birth of this nation. It's in the Constitution, but it's not in us. As a matter of fact, real quick, I saw a young brother the other day wearing a shirt that said, "I am not my ancestors." And I stopped and I said, "Can you explain your shirt to me? I don't understand the relevance." And, I don't think he could really explain it. He just wore it. And I said, "Do you know that you literally cannot be your ancestor? Because literally you're a descendant. But why would you wear such a thing? You're not connected with with our actual struggle." But I just say September 24th through 26th, they're going to have Congressional Black Caucus is going to meet. And I think we need to start holding our congressional Black leaders accountable to prioritize what's most important. In Maryland in 2023, not one Baltimore City High School passed one student in the math state exam, not one. And so I can't blame white supremacy if we have too much inactivity. I love the fight, but it's like Harriet Tubman said, it's about convincing your people that they're free. And it's always a great day to bond again, but we gotta do more and push harder. But we have to get that sense of community. I'm on my way up to Philadelphia right now where the MOVE bombing is. I take three young brothers out and we go to Osage Avenue, and they don't know,
Right.
But we need to know what resistance is all about, and not resistance, but growth. So I appreciate your time. And
it's interesting that you say that, because obviously the kid wearing that shirt didn't understand where that phrase comes from. The idea, "I am not my ancestors," is a phrase that was coined by people that said, "I'm not going to be a slave. I'm not going to kowtow. I'm going to fight back." It's part of the people that said, "I want to hear stories about the slaves that fought back." That's where that phrase comes from. "I am not my ancestor."
No, and I hope that's what he meant. That's one of the challenges. I hope that's what he meant. I hope that he did know.
No, it sounded like he didn't.
No, I think it's kind of like you getting a tattoo with a foreign language on your arm, but you don't speak the language. You don't know what it says. Honestly, don't even know what it means. Because no matter how much DEI, again, the enemy is real, but nothing stops me from teaching young Black men and young sisters the truth. Again, and especially today where there's so much apathy among us that we refuse to just, again, resistance. The first thing they did after enslavement, the first thing they did was they built churches and homes. And the U.S. government at the time had set aside millions of dollars because they were under the assumption that there were going to be a lot of black orphan children, and there were virtually none because we know what black people look like. So, you know, again, this is it's a critical time, but we need to push to make sure that our issues are being brought to the forefront. I told somebody a while back, we have to hold our vote hostage, but he misinterpreted it. Hostage means when you take a hostage, you negotiate for terms of what you desire for it. You don't just take hostages, meaning you don't intend to get anything from it. So our vote has to come with a caveat. Look, we need these things. The Bureau of Indian Affairs came about in the 1840s, 1850s, and that's specifically for economic, assistance and to help them. We need something specifically for black people in time, even if it means we live tax-free for generations. As descendants of black people, I think but there's nothing wrong with putting it on the table. So we're all going to play spades.
Ain't nothing wrong with putting it on the table. That's right. And we got to make sure that we at the tape. Yes, they say, Hey, thanks for your comments. Thanks for your perspective.
Y'all have a great one now.
All right. And good luck with the students. That's a great thing you're doing. 202-588-0893. You know, Chip, I was looking at these videos of the police chasing these workers through the fields. And I said, they're running after these folks like they runaway slaves.
Right.
I mean.
Well, they beat them and treat them like they are runaway slaves.
Yeah. All they needed was horses. Horses and whips.
I think we're up to 10 people who've died in custody in ICE detention, which nobody's talking about, and nobody's, there's no investigation. It's like, why not,
202-588-0893. The word today is obliterate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Trump is saying the destruction of the Iran nuclear program was obliterated. But what about what's he obliterating here at home?
So, Ron, what I want to know is if these ICE guys are chasing these people through the field, can't they stop and pick up some corn while they're doing it? I mean, help out.
That's not funny.
Help out.
That's not funny. 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Morning.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on
yes.
there.
Okay, thank you. So I'm calling on behalf of my neighbor. And for those people who might not be aware, D.C. shifted a few years back, and it moved from having paying professionals to care for people with disabilities who were were at home or whatever the situation was. They moved to having the family members taking care of them, which actually is a win for the city because the caregivers are going to move to be 24-hour instead of just a certain number of hours. But when we forget, we can then create problems. So the city seems to have forgotten that that was a benefit, and they are now moving as of July, I think 20th, people who had left their jobs to be full-time caretakers for their loved ones are now no longer getting paid for doing that, which means they're going to be unemployed as of July 20th. And there's no plan, and there's not a full understanding of the needs of these family members. So there's not really a plan to shift from the multi-case management treatment they're getting now to, I think they're talking about a day center in Greenbelt, which who's going to get them on the bus? Who's going to get them off the buses? It's just, it's a little messy. So I'm just calling in for my neighbor to let people know we need to check in on our neighbors and let the city know that we are not distracted by things that are going on. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's one of the key obliterations that this administration is going out there. Just the support mechanisms, for people in conditions like that. The people who rely on, services from, from the government to survive.
Right. And it's part and parcel of this shifting of money, pulling the money from these people to do a tax credit for the wealthy. It's the same shell game, you know?
And it is devastating. It is an obliteration, you know, and now that you have nothing, you know, and like the work requirement they want to impose on Medicaid recipients.
Right.
You know, I mean,
it's just another way of shaking people off the tree, right? You know, to free up that money, you know, for people like Bezos that, you know, rent the whole town of Venice, Italy, for his wedding. It's like, really? You know, these guys at the top 1%, you know, in the last 10 years, up the money that they brought in, like almost $37 billion, while the middle and lower class have lost money. It's like...
202-588-0893. The word for the day is obliterate.
Right.
All right, what program did you like to acknowledge as being obliterated that you are concerned about and should be concerned about? Good morning, caller. You on WPFW.
Good morning, fellas. Is that me?
Yes, that you, Rick. You. What's up?
Good day. This is Rick calling from long distance from Germany. And I just want to say that the Constitution was obliterated in 1994 under the Clinton administration after the first World Trade Center attacks in 1993. The intelligence community realized after George H.W. Bush's first war in Iraq and the wars to come in the Middle East, they realized that the white nationalists, the white racists, the white supremacists at home were also preparing to terrorize government, not just black people and immigrants. And they had better suspend the Constitution so that they could surveil white America as well as America in general. And I think Trump realized that the Constitution was suspended after his first run for president, and now he knows for sure that the Constitution has been suspended, and he is playing his hand as strong as he can. I'm done, fellas.
All right. 202-588-0893, community watching comment. What are your thoughts? Give us a call, okay? Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I couldn't tell if it was me yet. Okay.
Yep, you're on the air.
Well, all right. Well, how are you all doing this morning?
Fair million.
That's right. Hanging in.
Okay. Sounds about right. I mean, I would say that the number of things that are being obliterated in this effort, they're not, unfortunately, or they're not new. They're just really being synthesized, because everything that we have been taking for granted for years, most of us don't know. These are things that we as a class, the working class, the people who do all of the work, the people who make and produce and disseminate all of the things that are being developed and created. We are the true wealth. We just don't know it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I was prompted to call this morning because I heard the young man talking about, he mentioned birthright citizenship. And then he said, that's been here since the beginning. It's part of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's not true. Birthright citizenship may have been an assumption early on, but it didn't become an issue. I mean, it wasn't entered into the Constitution until the Civil War, when those of us who were brought here and forced to work to build this civilization without pay, without compensation, without support, without benefits, were denied citizenship, that birthright citizenship became a principle that was established and inculcated into the Constitution through the 13th, 14th Amendment, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. It covers those areas. But as I've been, you know, trying to get on and been listening, the thing that's that is being obliterated is the belief in this is the belief in the system, which is probably a good thing, because I would have said democracy, except that we've never had democracy. We have to continue to fight for democracy. But the other thing, the other main thing that's being obliterated, and it's sort of undercover, is DEI. With the effort to eliminate DEI, it's the front of their effort to eliminate real history. One thing that this administration and this president do not want is the history of this country to be continue to be explored and exposed. Because once that, when that is done, then the idea that we don't aren't entitled to or don't deserve any of these things that we're fighting to get back, it, that lie is exposed.
Right.
We are entitled to the things that we're fighting for. Why? Not because they gave it to us, not just because we're qualified and have earned it, but it is because we have produced the wealth that has created it. So we are entitled to an 8-hour day, which most of us who are working know that we don't get. We are entitled to fair compensation for our work. We're entitled to health care and public health, but they already fought and eliminated the public health system. We're still fighting to get that back. You know, we are in so many of these things. I say that we're entitled to them because we have earned them. We have created them. We have developed what is known as the Commonwealth. And we generally don't think that Commonwealth means that is wealth that was created by the commons. That means those of us doing the work. And it was created for the benefit of all of us. That is the true Commonwealth. And what they are stealing right now and obliterating is the Commonwealth that we have created and our understanding that it's ours, that we've earned it, that we're entitled to it, and that we're the ones that should be running it, and that their ability to operate this country in a way that meets the needs of the people has been proven over and over and over again to be a lie.
All right. Thank you for my call. All right, Michelle, thank you very much. Indeed. 202-588-0893 is the number to call for community watching comment. This morning, the word for the day is obliterate. Trump is using the word to describe the destruction of Iran's nuclear program, we're wondering about what he's obliterating here at home. And it's a long list, you know, that began on day one of his administration. Okay. Everything from the federal workforce. I mean, people are still trying to get their jobs back that were, you know, dismissed, you know, illegally. They caught up in the court system trying to get, you know, keep their jobs. The courts themselves trying to get, you know, fairness and decency, you know, and fairness, you know, out of the courts. But, you know, that 6-3 margin is obliterating, you know, all types of rights that we've come to take for granted. The CDC, you know, it's hard. You can't get, you know, information from the CDC anymore, right? Because, you know, that department, you know, is being obliterated.
FDA. Also. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have learned from social media of salmonella poisoning or something, or some recall of food, which the FDA usually would be the people that had it in the news. If you find out, you know, 15 states are involved in salmonella poisoning and the recall of certain things. It's like, why isn't that something that the government is telling people? Your life is in jeopardy here.
Your life is in jeopardy.
That's what government is there for, right?
The Environmental Protection Agency, you know, major drastic cuts to that organization, you know, at a time when, you know, we're approaching hurricane season.
Right.
And the combination of that plus global warming means that these storms will more than likely be stronger and you know, more powerful.
But it's not even just cutting the workforce, but they also put in regulations telling these people they are not allowed to communicate. It's like, what? They are not allowed to disseminate information. You know, it's like,
obliterates the word of the day, obliterating all the support mechanisms that currently exist out there, and then some, okay? 202-588-0893, what would you like to add to that list? Or what on that list are you most concerned about? The obliteration of the federal government, you know, the workforce, you know, fairness and decency. I still have a hard time, you know, imagining why equity and inclusion and diversity are such anathemas, you know, to these folks. That's well, what
you know. You notice how they never say it out. They always say DEI. Because when you say it out, you sound stupid, you know? I'm against diversity. I'm against equity. I'm against inclusion. It makes you sound stupid.
Yeah, where do you live, you know? All right, 202-580-8893, back to the phones. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Is it me?
That's you.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir? How you doing? I got a few. Y'all was talking kind of like with the Hispanics. You know, in the 1960s, it was John and Bobby Kennedy who said, we got to open up the borders to let the Hispanics over here, because black folks is tired of babysitting and taking care of their kids, washing their clothes and all that stuff. Now, 2025, the Hispanics, as soon as they kept letting them come over here the way they're coming over here, will be the majority in this country. And the white man is not going to let that happen. So he's getting rid of thousands and thousands of men. So with the men, when the men gone, they don't care about the women. But with all the men gone, you can't reproduce like they reproduce. That's my theory on all that, because...
Well, you talk about obliteration. I mean, they came out publicly just the other day and said that their goal is to incarcerate, 1 million people a year?
Yeah, 3,000 a month.
Okay. And, you know, those...
Deport.
And they said they were going after criminals. So, you talk about obliteration... You know, whatever relationship they thought they were going to build with the Hispanic community,
right?
They're definitely going to obliterate that.
But you know, it's a lie when they say, "Well, we're only going after the criminals." How many criminals do you know hanging out in front of the Home Depot to try to get a day job? Those aren't the criminals. I mean, you know,
walking around with a weed whacker,
right?
You know, I mean. So, like I say, they're treating these people like runaway slaves.
Yeah.
And
exactly. ain't no person from Latin America going, well, you know, I run a cartel, a drug cartel, but my day job is I work at the butcher store. It's like, what?
Yeah.
No.
I cut the grass in front of the mall, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So, so we talk about obliteration, you know, obliteration of human rights at minimal. It also, look, they're also obliterating our protections against the police. You know, they're allowing the police and whatever kind of squads they come up with to just abuse people, you know, and whoever's against them, they give permission to abuse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obliteration of human kindness. 202-580-8893. But he's bragging about obliteration. He likes to use that word. Let's see him use it in context of these issues that that we have here in good old U.S. of A. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yeah.
Good morning, every man. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning,
Fort Washington.
Good morning.
I am just distraught right now. I mean, if I could, I'd just hop on over to Canada for a while. Everything that we've been talking about and just amazed with our mouths open, it's like, to me, this is revolution time. I don't see what protection do we have? The Supreme Court just threw the rest of our rights under the bus and ran over it with the train. Mm. And I don't see this person that's supposed to, Felon 47, is breaking every law, every norm. He's ignoring the Supreme Court when the Supreme Court is doing any blocking. The federal judges are having issues. They're being sued over here in Maryland and threatened. Their lives are being threatened. And right now, our only option is to stop being nice and think that we're supposed to follow the laws, because we don't have any laws right now in this country that I see. They're taking everything away. It is time for some shutdown. It's time for some heavy striking going on. It's time for some shutting down things, even if we have to shut down networks, whatever, shut the government down ourselves. But we need to make a move as people, because I don't see anything helping us, and I'm not sure we can wait for the midterms. I mean, the two senators of Maryland had a town hall meeting on the phone, and I was listening in. The only thing that they could say is, we hope. You know, and that word's not a plan for me. And it's like, it's devastating right now. I mean, I can't look at any of the mainstream news right now. It is horrible. The Supreme Court, like I said, they have thrown us under the train, and they don't care. And it just shows who they are. I feel like I'm back in 1953 of a situation where, no, way back in 1800s, white man with land syndrome is going on in the White House. And so do we not have a right to demand the 25th Amendment? I know it's up to the Congress, but right now the Congress is just as insane as Felon 47.
Right.
I would just like to know what are our rights as of right now, because the laws are being broken against us via the government. We don't have a working government right now. It is in distress, and we need to put some boots on the ground to get the fans. We need to get serious and fix this, because it's going to get worse. You know, I believe in God, and I want to go to heaven, but I'm praying for things that I don't pray for usually, you know. You know, a flip down the Air Force One, landing on the head. You know, something to stop him. I mean, I'm hoping he has a stroke or something. It just makes no sense.
Right.
And the media is complacent and completely telling the lies. You know, he didn't obliterate anything. It was an 18-foot hole. Iran is very smart. 954 feet underground in a mountain. And you think those bombs that and to listen to what Garland Nixon said, no, they didn't do anything except made themselves look like fools. And since he knows he can't stand to look like a fool, look at the picture capitulating. I can't take it anymore. So if some callers right here, you have any answers for me, please give them to me, because right now I'm ready to fight.
I feel it.
Gentlemen.
I hear you.
I worry that things are going to have to get much worse before we get much better. You know, that we're almost with our backs against the wall, but we're not quite there yet. Enough people can order stuff off of Amazon or go to Walmart and buy that shirt for $10 that they don't feel that they need to stand up yet. But
you know, and here's the dilemma for all of us. You know, these people, because of their callousness, because they don't care, it's part of their plan. They're pushing the buttons. They're pushing our buttons. They want us to take to the streets. You know, that's what the whole, you know, Marines in LA thing was about. Mm-hmm. You know, let's push their buttons. Let's make them, you know, so mad, you know, that we can spin why we had to retaliate.
Right.
You know, and that's a, you know, that gives them an excuse to retaliate, to lock people up and whatever. So it's a double-edged sword. It's quite a dilemma, you know, and, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the people do respond, because there's a lot of pressure being put on folks, a lot of pressure being put on folks who feel like that's just the, you know, just talked about. All right, 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. You're in tune to WPFW, your station for jazz and justice. I'm Ron Pinchback, along with Chip Jones.
Okay. Hello, hello.
All right, good morning, caller. What's your comment?
Is this me?
That's you.
All right.
Is this me? Okay.
Yep, you're on the air.
This is a time to look at the beginning. Okay, this is a country founded on murder, okay, theft, and sweet-sounding words. Okay, the Constitution, sweet-sounding words, all men are created equal. How are you going to have that when you have a country founded on slavery that the country has never dealt with? They never intended to deal with it. You're not going to have it. All men are created equal. That's BS. Of course we know that. But they never meant it. It was never meant to include all men, all of us.
Right.
It sounds good.
And but, you know, some would say that, you know, people have come after, you know, the suffragette movement, civil rights. I mean, that people have been trying to make America accountable for those words, make them.
But you can't be accountable if you've never dealt with slavery. How are you going to? You've never accounted for what was built, how you were constructed, what you owe to the people on whose back you were built. You can't account for that. You've never dealt with that. It's built on insincerity.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line.
Built on insincerity.
And now all of it has come to a head. It has all come to a head. You know, a country built on murder. You know, it's all come to a head now. That is what is happening. Sweet sounding.
All right.
Okay.
Sweet sounding words.
Sweet sounding words. Of course, they sound good. But you have a country that's built on murder and theft. Vultures.
All right. Thanks for sharing your perspective.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the Frederick Douglass narrative. You know,
right.
What is the 4th of July to a slave?
Slave, right. But I mean, that's our burden is to try to make this country accountable. I can't think of any nation off the top of my head that wasn't founded in blood. I mean, nobody who's ever taken property and said, this is mine, you know, didn't find a country
take,
in
didn't
blood.
Didn't take it forcefully. Yeah.
Anywhere in Europe, I mean, we fought two world wars in Europe over the same concept. So, I mean, it's like, I mean, our burden is not to get caught up in whether or not this country was founded in blood. I think our burden is to make this country live up to what those beautiful words that were written. You know, that you said it's all about equality and it's all about every man. Then yeah, you got to start living up to that. You know.
Yeah, and
it's a long fight.
And what she's saying, unfortunately, is that, you know, like she says, sweet sounding words, and you know, but it was never behind the closed doors. That was never the intent. That's why you know, you know, you have all men are created equal, but you wouldn't allow women to vote.
Right.
You know. It just a litany of examples like that, you know, throughout U.S. history. But that's the kind of history that they're also trying to whitewash now.
Right, trying to hide.
You know, they don't want you know their children, you know they don't want their children to learn these things about this country.
That's what Farrakhan said. If your children knew what you had done to black people in the past, they would hate you.
All right, 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. Good morning, caller. You on.
Peace and blessings. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Sir.
Yes, I'm called to say this. Peace and blessings to all the people of the struggle. We've been in the belly of the beast for centuries, This beast done did every dirty trick in the book to keep us enslaved. They got their top beast in there now. And the only way I think we're going to ever be free is separate from these beasts or either destroy this beast from within. It's like the lady said, it's time for revolution. And if we're not ready for revolution, then we're going to go through this for the rest of our day. People say, how are we going? They got the army. They got the Navy. They got the FBI, the CIA. But you know what? If every oppressed person in this country picked up a match, their ass would be in trouble. Peace and blessings.
All right, 202-588-0893. That's what that parade was about.
Right.
You know, this, we're going to show force. You know, we, this is what we got. You know, this is what you're up against. This is what we're going to turn against you, use against you if you go against our will. 202-588-0893. Obliterate, the word of the day. You know, they're trying to obliterate the consciousness of the American people. And I'm doing quite a good job. When you look at that election, you know, obliterating people's hopes, you know, dreams, you know, it's that's the word, obliterate. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello.
Good morning.
Nope. Did we lose the caller? Hello. Okay.
Okay. Very good, Mike. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Hello.
Good morning, caller. Your comments about the word of the day, the obliteration.
Is that me?
What is this?
Yes, that's you.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. They have obliterated the chance for a third party to exist in this country. Every time a candidate comes out from the Democratic Party who has a chance to, you know, tie in closer to some of that independent party stuff, they're destroying it. They're destroying everything. They've destroyed the pension. They've destroyed a lot of stuff. But the one that concerns me the most is the EPA chopping, especially as it applies to further expansion, especially in the Arctic wildlife refuge. Tongass National Forest, one of the last types of forests that's like that, and they're trying to build roads there and get oil and resources that they don't need, that they say is going to help build all this money and save. It's a bunch of nonsense. It's just still another land grab. And again, the climate change, it couldn't be in a worse spot. I think they're doing it intentionally. In fact, I know they are, as part of their policies to eliminate other people, because instead of going to war with them, if you just make them so impoverished and they can't survive and they just disappear, you know, you're not the bad guy anymore. But anyways, that's my comment. I'm going to take off here so maybe somebody else can get on. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And that's a huge one also, you know, the environment.
Yeah.
You know, you want to obliterate, you know, people's consciousness about the environment. We're okay. We don't have, ain't no global warming. You know, we let's go and get them resources. We need them resources. You know, we need that oil. We need that gas. We need this, that, and the other, you know. It's amazing, but that's the word. That's the word. Obliterate. Obliterate people's hopes and dreams. Obliterate the planet, you know, because we got shelters.
Mm-hmm.
202-588-0893. Good morning. You on PFW.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice conversation we're having this morning. I would like to say that our mind as a people has been obliterated ever since we came to America. That's a part of our history, was to obliterate our mind. And until we get our mind back as to who we are as a people and what our purpose is in life, and take our rightful position, that we're always going to be on the bottom. The people that have brought us here and put us into this predicament are never going to give you your freedom. They're never going to give you heaven. You can't expect them to be, that we're treating you with hell ever since we've been here, to all of a sudden want think that they're going to take you to heaven with them. That's crazy. So our minds have been liberated, and we need to learn who we are. And also the lady who said we need to fight, fighting is not going to get us there. Fighting is what they want us to do, is to fight back.
Right.
Yes, then they can unload their arsenals, you know.
And we don't. We don't condone violence. I mean,
no, we don't. You know,
we think there are mechanisms that we can use to fight. You know, voting is the number one that, you know, we get fooled into believing that Trump, you know, was this big winner and has a mandate, but you know. He won by 2% of voters, you know, and if you look at non-voters, I mean, there was like 13% of eligible voters that didn't vote at all. So it's like he's not a big winner. He doesn't have a big mandate. I don't know that that's the vast majority of America, you know, follows what Trump.
Well, now that's the conundrum, because, you know, this is a fight. They're obliterating people's humanity.
Right.
Okay. When you obliterate a man, when you get rid of people's sense of being a human and what, you know, what it is to be a human, then you can, it's easy to dehumanize other people.
Right.
You know, abuse other people, white, black, yellow, red. You know, it's like I say, they're obliterating our humanity. Now, whether mankind decides to take it back,
right,
that remains to be seen.
I'm still not convinced that it's about the majority of people having their humanity obliterated, as it is. The majority of people are afraid. And when you look at the Republicans,
that's part of the obliteration.
I don't know that the majority of them believe what Trump believes, but they're afraid of him, you know. And so,
well, once again, that's part of the obliteration.
Right.
That's part of the obliteration.
They won't stand.
Let's see if we got one more caller. Let's see if we can squeeze them.
I think we're out of time.
Very good. But yeah.
Let's take one.
Okay.
Last caller. Make it quick, sir. Ma'am, last caller.
Okay, well, you're talking about obliterate. Well, I was thinking that, you know, Elijah Muhammad once said back in the day that our community or our race of people, we need the whole state of Georgia, and we'll be self-sufficient. We can have our own institutions, schools, agriculture, whatever we need. I'm thinking for the amount, and I'm thinking a little more progressive. I'm thinking that we need, it's going to get to a point where we may not even be able to live or coincide each other. We need from D.C., Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and Alabama. That should be all people of color, African-American. And we should have all that for the amount of work that we put in for this country, and that the other races, they can have from Maine on down to Maryland, on up through the Ohio Valley and the Great Lakes. Let them have that and divide the pot up for the Native Americans, for the Hispanics. But I know the North, East, South. That south of America, that's our part of the land. And we're heavily populated there. And for our mineraling and our body and for what we is natural for our climate, we need that East Coast down south. And we need to have all those states.
They don't want to share none of it. You know, they'd rather destroy us, destroy those folks, those class of folks. No, they have no intention. You know, I'm just being real. You know, that's why they got the weapons. That's why they're stocking up on.
They don't want to share.
They don't want to share. That's not going to happen.
That's it. That looks like that takes us to the hour.
It does, man. And you know, once again, folks, we're not going to be with you next week. We're going to celebrate 4th of July with. Some Sly Stone and other musical offerings for that day. So be sure to tune in, enjoy yourselves, you know, be free, and free your mind that day. Okay. Hatred is a feeling. Mike, love is a thank you very much, man.
You're welcome. Thank y'all. Let's
hate all right.
All right. We are out of here.
We's out of here.
And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to.
The WPFW Local Station Board's Relocation Committee is in the process of re-envisioning what studio space for a progressive, community-based, and community-supported radio station should be in the coming decade or more. We wish to ensure that a new, more permanent home will meet current needs and those less foreseeable in the future. All WPFW stakeholders, listeners, donors, programmers, staff, community activists may share their thoughts and insights about the future space by taking the location survey located on the WPFW homepage. Be creative in your answers. The future belongs to those who dream big. The survey may be found at www.wpfwfm.org. Please submit your answers by June 30th. Thank you for your thoughts and time.
On Monday, June 30th, WPFW presents The House That Wanda Built 2025, our annual Pride special programming. From 2 p.m. until midnight, WPFW will broadcast voices from the Inside Out Collective and beyond, discuss issues affecting the LGBTQIA+ community, and present music from the Anthology of Booty and the Ladies' Room, honoring the life and legacy of Washington, D.C.'s beloved Black lesbian activist Wanda Alston. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
The Birchmere presents Pieces of a Dream, June 27th. Joshua Redmond, June 29th. Omar, July 17th. And Hubert Laws, July 20th. Details at birchmere.com.
While Medgar Evers and Patrice Lumumba were not personally acquainted, their lives and struggles are often commemorated together due to the parallels in their commitment to fighting for the self-determination and liberation of African people. WPFW celebrates the centennial of this parallel vision with From Mississippi to the Congo, 100 Years of Lumumba and Medgar, Wednesday, July 2nd, noon until midnight on WPFW. Building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
This July 4th, WPFW presents Higher, the poetic genius of Sekou Sundiata and the musical innovation of Sly Stone, from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. We begin at 11 a.m. with an airing of Sekou Sundiata's 51st Dream State, a multimedia meditation on empire. At 1 p.m., our multifaceted exploration of Sly Stone kicks off until 7 p.m. with tributes curated by Brother Jamil, James Funk, and DJ Lance Reynolds. Full schedule at WPFWFM.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
We are going to march to the White House, and we are going to deliver a message. Trump must go now.
This 4th of July, RefuseFascism.org is saying, don't celebrate Trump's fascist America. Protest. Don't barbecue with family. While immigrant families are being ripped apart, troops are in the streets, elected officials are being threatened and arrested, and fascism is advancing. No, the lesson of history is that fascism must be defeated before it becomes too late. That is why on July 4th, at 2 p.m. at Logan Circle, RefuseFascism.org will rally and then march to the White House to declare independence from Trump's fascist America in the name of humanity. Then, right in front of the White House, they will raise the biggest chant heard round the world.
Trump must go now!
Trump must go now!
For details and to get involved, go to RefuseFascism.org.
Yeah! I'm Wiza Muntali, host of African Now, and you're tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.